Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks are back on Edmonton ice for the first and only time this season. And the Hawks' mission of piling up road points gets tougher, or does it? As injury has taken Connor McDavid out of the Oilers' lineup, it's now up to the Hawks to take full advantage of the most obvious roster omission on the season. And as you can hear by those puck sounds, we're already underway. Inside the Hawks' zone, Draisaitl crossing the high slot, turns and fires one toward the net. It was blocked. Heading out to Drake Kajula, former Oiler, over the Edmonton line down the right wing. Spins into a check from Darnell Nurse. Put the puck down the boards in behind the net, but it's taken back by the Oilers. Riley Sheahan in over the hot line, right wing, drop past that. Cassian moves toward the net. They score! Sheahan at the top of the crease. Took a loose puck that deflected off of one of the Hawks. And with a yawning net, he was able to just close his eyes and stick it home. Not the start the Hawks were looking for. They're down 1-0. Nurse fires the backhand. Stopped by Murphy. Breakaway pass to Kane over the Oiler line. Takes it now into the right circle. Put it in front. Brandon Saad shoots and scores! Brandon Saad, his second goal in as many games off of a feed from Patrick Kane. And the Hawks have tied the game at 1 with 14:04 left in period number 1. 1:12 on the Oiler power play. Oilers come out of their end. Yamamoto, center ice over the logo. Put it ahead in over the Hawk line. Here's Chiasson along the near boards. At the point, defenseman Klefbom falls down. Taves takes the puck to Carpenter over the Oiler line to Taves. White circle, shoots and scores! A shorthanded goal for Jonathan Taves. And you can see it developing from even way up here. A nice takeaway, double team by the Hawks at the Hawk blue line. Secured the puck, Carpenter wheeling into the Oilers' zone along the left boards. Looked and found Taves, and a one-timer from the right circle beat Smith. Draisaitl right wing corner. Here he is now, bottom of the right wing circle. Jams it through the crease. Was intended for Chiasson on the other side. It's off his stick. Draisaitl strokes one on goal from the right circle. Turned wide by Leonard. The rebound, they score. Following up is Kyler Yamamoto, who picked up a rebound. Leonard can only stop so many. And the rebound was taken by Yamamoto from the rim of the left wing circle, and he fired it past Robin Leonard. It's a power play goal and ties the score at 2. Kane to center ice. You know where the Oiler line, right wing side, Kane fed it across, a shot from Boquist, he scores! From the left wing circle, Adam Boquist rips one past Mike Smith. And a perfect setup by Patrick Kane. He didn't even look over there. He knew that Boquist was going to be in that left circle. Boquist scores his fourth goal on the season and gives the Hawks a 3-2 lead. Yeah, now Nugent Hopkins for the right circle. Hawks zone shoots. They score. It was Yamamoto actually fishing that puck out from underneath Robin Leonard's pads. Yamamoto was persistent, and he pushed it over the goal line for his second goal of the game and ties the score at 3. Nugent Hopkins, Hawks zone to Draisaitl, left circle to Nugent Hopkins in front, they score! The number one power play in the league connects for the second time in 3 power play tries. Ryan Nugent Hopkins at the top of the crease, a little give and go with Draisaitl. And the Oilers have retaken the lead at 4-3. To Gustafson, high slot, back to Kane for a one-timer. Glove save made by Smith. He dishes over to Yamamoto, who clears it up the far side. Draisaitl will knock it down ice into the Hawk zone. And Boquist back to get it with 10 seconds to break it left wing center ice. Send it across, intended for Gustafson. Draisaitl took it away and fires it into the empty Hawk net. And that's going to seal the deal for the Oilers. 2.9 seconds left in the hockey game. It's the Oilers 5 and the Hawks 3.